Welcome to the Brand 50 Podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs of all types that have started their businesses later in life. Learn, be inspired, and get motivated from their stories so that you can take your life's experiences and turn them into your next venture. Here are your hosts, Jack Uhaldy and Robert Erie Artboard.
Welcome everyone to this week's Brand 50 Podcast, where we interviewed Robert Erie Artboard, who happens to be me. You want to explain this, Jack?
Yeah, you know, Rob, this is an interview that I've wanted to do for a while. You've talked about going out on your own for quite some time. It's been several years. And I think after doing a bunch of interviews and being part of the Brand 50 process you and I are going through, you just decided to quit your job. It wasn't something you decided to do quickly, but you wanted to do it. But the experiences that you've gone through are many of the experiences that the people we interview go through. You had these life experiences and you decided to take it forward and to start your own thing. So in July of 2017, you decided to quit your job. And in October of 2017, we did this first interview. And I'd like to continue doing these interviews on a regular basis so that our listeners can see how you're progressing, but maybe learn a little something along the way.
We talked about, every 6 months to a year, depending on what's going on with me. And I'm hoping that what I encounter can help other people who might decide to do the same thing. So let's listen to where I was in October 2017, 3 months after I quit my job.
Joining me today on the Brand 50 Podcast is the CFO. He's also the CEO. He's the president and he's the head of the board.
You forgot janitor.
Janitor, too, of Scenic Audio. His name is Robert Erie Artboard. Rob, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks. Well, all those things just really mean it's a sole proprietorship, basically.
So for those that listen to the podcast, I've listened to some of our others, know that Rob is partnering with me on Brand 50, and then you went ahead and you decided to start Scenic Audio. Well, Scenic Audio had already been a company, but you decided to go full-time with it. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing and kind of why you decided to quit your full-time job at 53 years old.
Yeah, I've always had a side business. I've always been fortunate enough to have full-time jobs in my industry, but I've always had my side business. It used to be called something else, but I've had Scenic Audio since 2012. And for years, that nagging feeling of wanting to go out on my own was there. But of course, fear just kind of held me back because of the unknown. But I just, at some point, you're right, at 53, I said, well, I've been doing this long enough that I should be able to go to my contacts and be able to hustle some work. And basically, I went full time with Scenic Audio.
So you say with this, and we actually didn't even talk about what this is. What is Scenic Audio?
At its core, it's basically audio production contracting. So I get contracted by corporations, and I'm on full production teams for corporations, what they call all hands or whatever events they have. So I'll do live events. Also, I have a recording studio with a partner of mine in Redwood City. So I'll do your basic recording stuff, everything from voiceovers to full bands. And also Scenic Audio, I really created it to do mobile recording because I love recording. And that was the other thing that made me go full time, because I remember my first love. I remember being 14 years old knowing that I wanted to get into this industry. And I just love recording. I like doing all kinds of audio work, but mainly recording. So Scenic Audio is really a mobile recording setup to record either live shows of bands or go into somebody's house to record a project.
So I love the Scenic Audio name. I just think Scenic Audio is very, very cool. How'd you come up with the name?
You know, it's funny. I came up with the name because I thought I was going to add video to it, because my last job, I was able to do a lot of video work. And I figure, let me incorporate audio and video. So I call it Scenic Audio. But then I realized I don't want to get into the video end of it because my expertise is in audio and there's way too many other people that can do video. And then the word scenic stuck in my head. So I came up with a tagline, Scenic Audio, mobile recording at your scene. So it just kind of worked out. It wasn't intended to be like that, but that's how it turned out at this point.
Okay, so you're out on your own now, you're full-time. But take us back to that decision. I know doing Brand 50, you're interviewing a lot of 50-plusers that have decided to make that change. And here you are, you're 53 years old, you got a full-time job, working for a very, very large tech company. You've got benefits. You've got all the things that make having a full-time job attractive. But you decided that you wanted to go out on your own full-time. Take us to that decision. Why?
Even though I loved working on the team, I loved working at the place. That's where I learned a lot of my video chops, especially video editing. But like I said before, I wanted to go back to what got me interested in this in the first place, which was recording music.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was losing that. I was losing some of those skills, so I wanted to get back into it. And I had this recording studio, so I wanted to get that going.
Right, but there's more to it than that, too, because you had the full-time gig, you're doing the side freelance work, so you'd already kind of established that, but you also felt as if you had reached a threshold in terms of what you could make working for a company, right?
You know, you get your paycheck, and it's nice to get a paycheck, but you realize it's not going to get any higher. And I figured, with all my years of experience and all my contacts, I just had to see what's out there. And I think by letting go of one thing, you open up opportunities for other things. It's really hard. I try to do it as a side business, but it's really hard because there's just not enough time in the day. I was passing up opportunities because they were happening at the same time as my basic 9-to-5 job. So at some point, I had to take that leap and just to see what's out there.
We talk to a lot of entrepreneurs that are 50-plus that have started their own businesses. They follow their passions. They may have had an expertise in something. So you had an expertise in audio. You're an audio engineer. You've done corporate videos. You have a wealth of knowledge. You can do audio for television. There's a lot you can do around audio. So that is your level of expertise. But take us back to when you finally made the decision to go out and make Scenic Audio full-time. When you made that decision, like, what things did you put in place to say, okay, I'm going to exit my full-time job in 3 months, and between now and the next 3 months, what am I going to do to prepare myself for exiting? What were you doing?
First of all, I was going to my contacts that I've had for years. One was you, actually. You gave me some names. I called on them. I just want to see what the temperature was like out there. And I was getting feedback that there is room for audio contractors, especially in the corporate world, because mainly in the corporate world, you have a lot of video editors and, you know, After Effects type positions. I felt like if I can incorporate some of the corporate stuff that I was used to, along with music. And also, one thing I didn't mention is go back in the field production, because I've done some field production work, and I was trying to figure out if I can get back in the field production.
When you say field production, what do you mean? Field production for what?
Field production for video shoots.
Okay.
Because I did a little bit of that. And that is kind of a different arm of audio. Audio is audio, but there are different tips and tricks on how to do good field production work. So I called some of the contacts that you gave me to get a feel if I can get back into that a little bit.
So it's all part of diversification. So you decided, looking back, you said, okay, this is my expertise, this is my level of expertise, and these are the different areas in which I can generate revenue, income, mm-hmm. right?
Right. At first I thought, well, maybe I need to pick a niche. Well, I figure, well, audio is audio, even though they're all little different disciplines, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to pigeonhole myself to just say, I'm just going to do bands or I'm just going to do corporate. Because I really do enjoy doing everything, because part of audio engineering that I love is the troubleshooting, especially when you're doing live sound or you're going to a different location to record something. Part of the fun is trying to figure out how to get through a situation.
I hate when situations come up.
Well, so do I, but they always come up. There's never a situation you're in where it's perfect.
I've had some horrible situations when I was back in video production, and it always seemed to revolve around audio.
And I figured, hey, if they need audio guys, you know, I can help them out.
No, so if you can problem solve, if you're a problem solver, solutions oriented, and really in anything you do, it's going to benefit the work that you're in.
And I just found myself needing to experience different things again instead of being in one place all the time and doing the same type of work. So I love the variety.
Right. All right, so you decide to go out on your own. You're networking. You're trying to figure out, is there work in this particular area? Did you put together a business plan? Did you set goals?
You know what? I did not put a business plan together because I just felt like at this point, I'm more of a contractor, so I'm getting contract type work. I feel like I do have to put something together, but that something together is now Brand 50. So mm-hmm. that's where the business plan comes in, is you and I working on Brand 50.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm doing my audio gig, which is my full-time job now.
Right.
I think the marketing plan comes with Brand 50. I think that will take shape.
Right, as we kind of move down the road here. So you didn't put a plan together, but you're tracking your revenue. I mean, you know exactly what you made. You knew going into this what you needed to make on a monthly basis, right?
Right, exactly. So yeah, I mapped all that out. Let me backtrack a little bit. Another thing that prompted my decision was that I've been living in my house since 1991, and I have plenty of equity in the house. And I figured, well, I'm just going to apply before I quit. One of the things I wanted to put in place was to get a home equity line of credit, because I knew I wanted to buy some more equipment, especially for field production work, and to have a cushion if I have some bad months.
Right.
And I figured that should be no problem. I have so much equity. But I didn't realize that, you know, I understood what debt-to-income ratio was. I have a great credit rating. I have, you know, over 750. It's probably a 780, something like that. And I could not get a home equity line of credit. One thing is I leased a car, and that payment kind of put me over the top. But even that, even without the lease payment, I still would have barely maybe have gotten a home equity line. And that just blew me away. At that point, I felt trapped. Financially, I can't do anything. My income's not going to get any better unless I do something completely drastic.
And so, okay, so you don't get the line of credit. And at that point, you're like, you're looking at the reserves, the cash reserves you had. But when you left your full-time job, you'd already set it up so that you developed a relationship with the company you're working for. They really liked you, and they said, okay, we'll hire you back, do some freelance. So you had that as a steady gig.
Yeah, I still have a great relationship. It's funny, my last two employers are now my clients.
Right.
So yeah, that's in place.
And then you're out there now, and you're developing other relationships.
And here's the beauty of it. No matter how scary it feels, things start leapfrogging. You do one job. I met 2-3 other people from that job that have their own businesses that need to hire audio engineers. So doing one job turns into 3 or 4 other jobs.
Right.
And then those are, especially on the corporate side of it, those are really consistent gigs.
Is there anything that keeps you up at nighttime? Because you're out on your own, you've got 2 kids.
Yeah, I think about how to make that income I made this previous month and next month. That's really new for me,
right,
especially in my early 50s.
Because it's month to month in terms of knowing what work is going to come in and then maybe dealing with some cancellations, and right?
Yeah, it's month to month, but it is really exciting, actually. It's exciting to see where I can take myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my creativity will start to kick in. You talked about the business plan. Yeah, I just kind of went out there just to get gigs and just see what happens. But I think from here on out, I will start developing a plan that hones in maybe more on my scenic audio section of the business, which is the mobile recording, which I love to do. I think I want to focus more on that.
But we've also talked about passive income, right? Taking your level of expertise, and this would apply to our listeners too. If you're an expert in something, maybe you're a yoga instructor or you're a chef or you have some real talent or skill to develop content, to produce something where you can actually make passive income, right?
Exactly. Even though I didn't have a marketing plan, that's always been in my head. I've had some ideas, but haven't really put it into action yet. And I just feel, well, I'm doing these gigs, something will come to me again.
And it'll generate some thoughts. So the people that you work with will help you come up with some ideas.
Exactly.
And, right? So, but the goal ultimately is to continue on, do the freelance work, expand your corporate clients. But then also a strategy of yours is also to produce revenue passively.
Yes.
Right? So when we talk about passive income, like Pat Flynn has, what's his podcast? A Passive Income Reporter?
Passiveincome.com.
Okay, that's his website. But he's got a... Pat Flynn, Google him. He's got a podcast, Passive Income. But he also, with his podcast, gives ideas around generating passive income. So that's something that you feel like you're going to be able to do at some point in time.
Yeah, I know I can. I just have to find that idea.
Right. Is there anything else that you can think of? Like when you look back at what you've done, like, I should have done this differently. Is there anything that comes to mind? Because you've been at this now, what, 3 months?
Yeah, about everything.
Yeah, about everything?
One thing I would do differently, if I could go back, is jump ship earlier. Fear just kept me from doing stuff. The stuff we keep telling ourselves, we're not good enough, I don't have enough experience, oh my gosh, 100 other guys or people do this better than I do. We intimidate ourselves.
Right.
And at some point, if somebody is 20 years old or 30 years old listening to this, and if you have that feeling to do it, you should do it. For me personally, 10 years ago would have been a good time to do it.
Right. You know, it's funny too. Our podcast is about inspiring 50-plusers, right? It's never too late. But I honestly do believe that people in their 30s or 40s that listen to this can actually gain a lot of knowledge because of mistakes that I've made, that you've made, that other people that have made that have gone in on their own in business. And so there's a lot to be said for experience.
Yeah, and you can't think about every single aspect before you take a leap, like I did. I didn't really have a business plan, but I knew I can get work, right? Mm-hmm. So just let things happen, even though it's probably not the greatest way of going about it, but things do start opening up for you.
Okay, so looking back now, how long, as of this recording, you've been out on your own for how long?
So I quit my job the end of July 2017.
End of July, so we're August, September, October. So we're about 3 months into this.
3 months, yeah.
One of the things that I want to do with the podcast is interview you on a regular basis. Maybe we'll do another interview in about 4 or 5 months to see where things are going. Mm-hmm. But as of this recording for this particular podcast, the first 3 months have been pretty positive for you.
The first month was crazy positive. I basically almost doubled my income.
So what you, when you talk about income, what you would have made if you had you stayed at your current job?
Yeah. So the first month I was blown away. I doubled it. Now, I'm smart enough to know that in the freelance world, it's up and down.
Right.
But when you get that first taste of, wow, I just doubled my income.
Right. Working probably fewer days, right?
Fewer days. If you can do it 1 month, you can do it another month.
Right.
That definitely gave me inspiration. And it definitely gave me that confidence that I made the right decision.
Right.
Even though I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. And then the next couple months were still a little bit more, if not break even to what I was going to make if I was still at my job, a little bit more. Plus, also, you actually make more because you get the write-offs. So
sure.
There's all these things that, and the beauty of doing all this is that you actually, it forces you to learn not only about taxes, but about accounting.
Right.
You know, how to keep things in place, how to keep track of everything. So, and it's fun trying all these different software like QuickBooks for your accounting.
Sure.
Just how things get streamlined. So it really makes you educate yourself on all these different aspects of business.
One of the things that I find is if you have a full-time job, it's kind of nice because it's structured for you. You know, you got to get up at a certain time. You got to go drive to work. You got to factor in your commute. You get to work. You know, you're going to be there for whatever amount of time it's going to be. Then you come home, you get on that treadmill and it just becomes really easy. But then when you're self-employed, if you don't have work that one day, you could sleep in until 10 in the morning.
That's a big thing. It's really easy to lose discipline when you don't have that structure and you really have to force yourself and you have to know how you work. For example, for me, when it comes to all the mundane stuff that I don't like to do, such as bookkeeping and the harder things, phone calls, I'd rather do that in the morning. So I try to wake up every day at 7 a.m., get my workout in. If I don't do it that morning, maybe later in the morning if I don't have a job, and to really focus on what I need to do that day. And that means turn off all those notifications on your emails and your phone. Check it in the morning, but don't check your email every time you get a pop-up or mm-hmm. your text. That will eat up so much time, and it takes you out of the flow of what you're doing. So I try to be disciplined on that. I'm getting better, but that is a real challenge once you go from a full-time structured job to being on your own.
Right. I honestly think that's one of the keys. I think as long as you can on the days off, like you said, you get up at 7 in the morning, you do your workout. I think that's a great way to go because it energizes you. You feel good, right? Those endorphins are going. And then figure out, maybe for 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day, I'm just going to be emailing and phone calling people just to get contacts going. Let people know, hey, I'm here. And then also doing the mundane stuff like the bookkeeping and accounting that you may not like to do. That's really important for a lot of different people. Is there anything else, before we say goodbye here, is there anything else, any tip, any advice you might be able to offer somebody?
Well, the main tip is we all have that tugging that we get. Just don't ignore it. If something's pulling at you, whether you don't like your job or even if you do like your job, but something's telling you that you want something else, don't ignore it. It's telling you something. There are opportunities out there if you take that jump.
Perfect. Okay, Rob, well, thank you for joining me on your podcast.
How's that work? Thank you for joining me on our podcast.
Our Brand 50 podcast. It was a good interview, and we'll talk again in about 4 or 5 months. Okay, so if people want to hire you for Scenic Audio, how can they get a hold of you?
You can just go to scenicaudio.com. That's scenicaudio.com. You can email me at robert@scenicaudio.com or call me at 650 area code 619-5803.
And the first five callers will get what discount?
Discount.
You got to give, it's a call to action. You got to give a discount. 5%, 10%. The first five callers will get a 10% discount for Scenic Audio. Thanks for joining.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on all our guests, go to brand50.com, where you'll find show notes, podcasts, and other resources to help guide you through your next phase. Please consider subscribing to our show on iTunes and do us a favor and write us a review while you're there. You can also follow our Brand 50 Facebook page. Thanks for listening.